The MBTA Blue Line is called that because it travels underwater through a mile-long tunnel completed in 1904. But now, with sea levels on the rise and more intense storms expected in the decades ahead, some say the threat of flooding means the Blue Line's future is in doubt. This morning, in the first part of a new series called Boston Underwater, WBUR's Simone Rios brings us out to a surprising place for a transportation story, the Belle Isle Marsh on the border of East Boston and Revere on a recent rainy night with one of the highest tides of the year.
I came to the marsh to see how wet it could get, and I found out the squishy way.
Sunk into the muck. I could see a big full moon up in the sky. Right outside of the Orient Heights train yard, Boston Harbor on one side and Belle Isle Marsh on the other side.
A few days later, on a sunny afternoon, I walked back out onto Boston's last salt marsh with environmental activist Melanie Garate. She told me why the muck I got stuck in is so important to the tea. She says these wetlands are a buffer, protecting the only maintenance yard on the Blue Line from flooding.
So this marsh is a great sponge to protect against excess stormwater and excess sea level rise flooding. And if we're not able to protect this area, then also it means decreased protection for the tea.
And the more sea levels rise, the greater the threat to the entire Blue Line. A recent study on the Orient Heights maintenance yard found that by 2070, the whole facility would be under several feet of water during a so-called 100-year storm. That could cause the entire line to shut down and even lead to saltwater flooding on other subway lines.
The Blue Line is extraordinarily vulnerable, the most vulnerable of our rapid transit lines to sea level rise.
That's Hannah Lyons-Galante, the T's climate change resiliency specialist.
It is the lowest lying line. It's really a function of the landscape that it travels through. They're all areas of filled land in Boston. And so it's not just the Blue Line that's vulnerable, it's all of the communities that it's surrounded by.
The Blue Line matters to the legions of workers who commute through Maverick Station in East Boston, where the train dips under the ocean through the tunnel on its way to Aquarium Station across the harbor. They come from around the North Shore to catch their train to their jobs at the airport, downtown, and in other parts of the city. Dora Mendoza has been riding what she calls La Línea Azul 6 days a week for 17 years.
Es muy importante. Todas las personas, pues.
The Blue Line is very important to all the people who have to travel by train, Mendoza says. And we're thousands of people who do this. I don't know what we would do if it wasn't for the Blue Line. During the pandemic, the line saw the lowest drop in ridership across the T, pointing to the line's significance to essential services. Milton Souza lives in East Boston and works as a landscaper at Harvard. I ride the Blue Line every day, and it's very good for me, Souza says. I don't have a car. I don't need one. The Blue Line takes me there and brings me home every day. If the Blue Line tunnel were to flood, the livelihoods of these commuters and the industries they support could be in trouble. Hurricane Sandy, which flooded 11 New York City subway tunnels, was a wake-up call in Boston.
And if we don't plan right, then it will happen here because we know the seas are rising. There's a worst-case scenario, though, could easily happen, and Sandy almost did happen here.
Phil Giffey heads the East Boston nonprofit Neighborhood of Affordable Housing. He says the Blue Line, in its current form, is critical for connecting the North Shore with downtown, and it needs to be protected.
Well, unless everybody has a kayak and a canoe and can swim 500 yards in the middle of the winter, I don't see another way of getting down there. But it does need to be preserved for an economic way of life that connects us to three other systems which branch out and go to throughout metropolitan Boston.
But not everybody agrees that shoring up tunnels built at the turn of the 20th century is the best idea in the era of climate change. Julie Wormser of the Mystic River Watershed Association says any infrastructure with the prefix sub needs to be reconsidered.
We had flooding that affected the Aquarium T station something like 22 times a couple years ago. And that's only going to get worse as our chronic sea level rise increases. When you really think about sea level rise, it means coastal retreat.
Wormser credits the MBTA for facing the risk of coastal flooding head on. But she says we need to start considering a post-Blue Line future, and she thinks rapid bus transit is the way forward. Hannah Lyons-Galante, the climate resilience expert at the T, says the T is committed to protecting the Blue Line, not by raising the infrastructure out of harm's way, which would be a massive investment, but by building barriers to keep the water out, a possibly less massive investment. Still, Galante recognizes the threat of sea level rise could force change.
If at some point all of this becomes completely unfeasible, we say suffer damages that are so expensive you cannot repair them, you have to adapt and you have to change your a different mode. But it is not our intention of changing anything about the Blue Line because we already have something that works and functions right now.
Other advocates say instead of trying to keep the water out, we need to start adapting to the idea of a wetter Boston. That could mean investing in more ferries between East Boston and downtown, the way people got back and forth before the Blue Line Tunnel was built more than 100 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.